20th of November. But I'm telling you this so you can plan ahead for it. There is a woman that's coming in from the naval base in Newport. And they are interested in hiring people that are in networking security or forensics. So they're looking for somebody in those three areas. And they've got this really kind of good deal where they will set up an internship for a couple of students. And the internship tends to, I believe, if you do a good job, turn into a job after you finish college. So anyway, the woman is coming to talk about this at 2 o'clock on the 21st. And I think I've got the date right. I will post it on my website tomorrow. And so if you're in those majors and you're interested in finding out, and this will be an ongoing program, so it won't be for just now, but they want to hire interns, and they want you to work, I think, 640 hours, as I think I remember, before graduation. So it becomes a full job, and they pay you, and, you know, it's a decent pay and that sort of thing. So, and it eventually, presumably, becomes a full job if they like you. So, anyway, I may have the details wrong. I'm coming off of an email. But I would suggest that you put some time aside to go to that. And it's on 2 o'clock on the 21st. And, as again, I will post the exact thing up on my website. On the 18th, which is that same week, Meditech is coming in to talk. And they're coming actually during class time. And they're coming to talk, and they're interested in programmers. So that's their topic. They hire other people, too, but they predominantly are interested in programmers. And they've hired probably, I think there's at least 20 BCC graduates working over there now. So they hire a lot of our people. And I believe that's the 18th, and they're coming in class. So I will post both of these on my website. I actually was going to post them this weekend, and then I forgot. So I will post them on my website tomorrow, and so you can check out. But I'd like you to basically I wanted to tell you about the 20th, so that you could reserve the date at 2 o'clock if you want to go to it. And it seems to me like it's something worth going to. Okay, I have posted a mid-semester status sheet. I'm getting emails from people saying, what do I owe you? And so the ball's in your court. You figure out what you've done and fill in the status sheet, send it to me, and I will confirm or deny. I will tell you if you think something came in and I don't have it and that sort of thing. So basically, this is security. If you fill this out and send it to me, then I will tell you if you and I are in agreement. And that's a good thing to know. Okay? At the end of the semester, when I give you your final, you will be required to fill one of these out. And I will tell you that I will not correct the final unless I get the status sheet. So, therefore, it is a requirement then. And that is, again, a protection of you more than anything else. You know, I make mistakes too. And I might have not corrected something of yours and not entered it in the grade book. And so this is a way for you, or I just may not have gotten the email. The email may not have come through. But this is a way for you to check your status and confirm. And I do it at mid-semester or around now. And then this one's optional. The one at the end of the semester is required. Okay? Your final, when we end up getting the posting of when finals are, your final, when you get it, is a week-long activity in that I will post the final 1 week before it's due. It's a take-home final because this is a student option class, so there can be people that I never see that are taking this class online. So it's an online final, and it's due 1 week after it is posted. So I give you a week to do it. And it is due at the time that your final is scheduled to start. It has to be passed in by the start of the final. And I'll fill you in on the details on that as well. Okay. questions on my announcements.
That programmer's program job thing, are they paying for internships too?
No, they don't do internships. Meditech doesn't do internships. But they hire a lot of people, you know, on graduation they hire. But no, they don't do internships. Okay. We're going to go back and look at HTML very briefly. And wrong under examples. And the last two things in HTML are two portfolios, templates for a portfolio. So basically, your next assignment is to create a portfolio. The portfolio is designed to be used when you graduate to get a job. You'll probably take what you do this semester and completely redo it by the time you get done. But in your final course, you'll be asked to produce a portfolio. And what we do is we start now mainly to get you thinking about it and also collecting stuff. So all the courses that you take, when you do a project that is a really good project, you should be thinking about putting it in a portfolio, so that you end up having an online portfolio that you can use for job hunting. Yeah.
Put a little topic. Well, can I make that like a resume?
Your resume would be a delightful thing to put in it, but that's part of it. Portfolio implies examples of things you've done, not just a resume.
Well, I mean, like, yeah.
So feel free to put a resume in here. But you also, and that's something usually people do with the last semester, not now, but feel free. They usually put it in at the end of the time. Okay, so this is an example of a portfolio. Hopefully yours will look a lot nicer than this. Okay, but this is essentially an example of the portfolio. This was written in HTML, okay, and it's a simple HTML. The big thing here is it links to another page. So I am linking here to a second page where I am going to put a list of work that I've done and links to work that I've done. So I've basically set up the portfolio, the header page, and then I said, okay, link to this particular page. And I gave it a name. You give it your own name. So on this page, I have the link. When I click on the link, I go to the table of contents, and I have click here to see a resume, and notice mine, I don't have these active links. Okay? These are all inactive links, but on yours, obviously, they should be active links. And so you're going to make a set of click here's to see different things that you have that you are displaying. Now, what I said back in the assignment is for now we're going to do a basic start. You should make a title page with basic information and a link to a second page that can contain a menu of links. And the link should be to a database that you upload. So you're going to take one of your Access databases and upload it to the server. Okay, so that it can be clicked on and viewed. And I want you to also put up two JavaScript problems you've written. And you can then throw up other things that you want as well. Okay, the more complete, if you throw up a few extra things, then, you know, you're going to get a better grade. But the minimum requirement, I think, was about three things. Okay, so I want you to create a portfolio, a nice-looking front page, link to a database, and link to two JavaScript things that you've done, and other things that you have from other courses, things that you think would be good to have in a portfolio. You're going to put it up on CIS Web, and you've already put something up on CIS Web, so you're going to send me the address of where I can click to see what you've done. Okay, so it's going to go up on CIS Web, and you're going to send me the address so that I can check it out. questions.
So for, say for instance, for courses, have an Access database that you can plug all of your courses into. Within the web page, would we use JavaScript, a script to read that Access database to pull that information for output in HTML?
If you want to, have a great time. But that is definitely not one of the things I'm requiring, because, you know, to do that is farther than where I've gone. But if you want to do it, that's fine. All I want you to do is put up an Access database, and if I click on the link, it will download the Access database, and I can look at it, or it will open it. I can choose whether to open it or to save it. And so that's all I'm requiring, and I'm requiring that you then put up two JavaScripts, and they can be two that you did. I'd obviously put up ones that you've done later as opposed to the first ones. Okay, but you're putting up, you know, some JavaScript as well. You can make this as complex as you want to. Okay, I'm telling you what I require, but you can make this as complex as you want to, and it's good to, because the more, you know, the more sophisticated it is, the more it looks like you've learned a lot. So make it as sophisticated as you want to. Okay, but all I'm looking for is a basic start. Questions? Okay, we are going to take a break and basically play today. So bring up Alice. I figure you're dealing with JavaScript. We will take a couple of days off before we start Visual Basic. So bring up Alice. Eventually it will load, honest. Okay. Now, Alice is a way to teach kids how to program, basically. But it can be used fairly well, and you can actually get into some kind of interesting stuff with doing it. So we're not going to get to play half as much as kids would. If you want a tutorial, Tutorial 1 is a fairly decent tutorial, and you're welcome to look at that. I'm going to get out of Tutorial 1, and I'm going to click here on Templates. So, what I'm doing with Alice, as I said, is I'm going to make a, I guess it's a video, I'm going to make a game or a video, and we're going to get into kind of some programming to do that. So, you can choose any background you want, dirt, grass, sand, snow, space, or water, okay? Again, this is designed for kids, but it's also designed to teach programming. So I'm picking snow and I'm saying open. So I now have a background of snow. Okay? You can't find Alice? It should be an icon on your screen.
Yeah, I couldn't find it on my computer.
That's not supposed to be true. You're supposed to be able to click on an icon on your screen. Did other people find the icon?
I found it.
You found it? Yeah.
Yeah.
All of these screens are supposed to have the same stuff. Nope. Okay. You either get to look on with somebody else or find another computer. How many people can't find Alice?
If it's not on the desktop, you can look in your local disk.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just
under Alice. Did you search for it or whatever?
Yeah. It's gone, Alice.
Okay. So once Alice has come up and you pick your background, you then go in and you say add objects.
Oh my god, do you have an amusement park in this?
We
we get this for home?
Oh, yeah, it's free.
Good, I'm going to go down with this.
No, I mean, your kids will love it. You know, it's a fun thing. As far as downloading it, I should also mention that this one is version 2.
Yep.
I don't, there is a later version that's out, which you can play with as much as you want. But for assignments in the class, I want this version because the other one doesn't get as much into teaching programming as this one does. It does more for you. Okay, so when it starts out, it says up here, I can add objects. So I'm going to click on add objects. And I am going to now pick some objects to add. So I'm picking animals, and I'm going to take and find the penguin and put a penguin up in my background. So I've now got a penguin up there. And I'm going to put up a second penguin. Now notice as I put the penguins up, it is listing over here now that I have two penguins. Okay, so it is listing what I have over there. Okay, so now I'm done with animals, so I'm going to click that little up to the up folder, and I'm going to go look for people. And there's people, and I am going to put people happens to have snowmen and snow women. So I'm going to put a snowman, and I'm going to put a snow woman. So I now have four objects that I've put up here. Okay? So we're going to put up four objects. And I'm saying done. Okay? So I now have four objects sitting there. So now I can tell the objects what to do. And again, I've listed the four objects there. If you click on the plus next to the object, you can get access to the body parts. So you can have them. So if I click on the penguin, I can see heads, legs, and wings. So I can, in fact, do something with the head, with the legs, and the wings. Or I can do something with the whole penguin. And I'm just going to do stuff with the whole penguin. So, if I look at this, what I can do is click on penguin. And it then comes up and shows you different things that you can pick. So I'm going to drag over wing flaps, and I'm going to click on other, and I'm going to pick five. So the wing is going to clap, do five times. Then I'm going to have the penguin jump. No, that's not what I wanted. Okay, jump. Okay, two times. And then I'm going to have the penguin glide. Okay, so wait a minute. I want to actually drag those over. The jump, and I wanted to jump five times. And then, sorry, I did something wrong. Then drag them over. I should be dragging them over here. I don't have to look at these. I can just drag them over. I made a mistake. So I just drag these things over. So at this point, if I then say I want to play, it does what I told it to do. Okay? So I basically have got my penguin following my directions. Okay? So I can go in and program this to do what I want it to do by just dragging the things over. If I want then to have the snow woman do something, I can click on snow woman, And the snow woman can say hello. And then the snow woman can turn forward 2 revolutions. And the snow woman can resize to 2x her size. And so now I've got all of this going on.
What? Oh, that's so cool.
Okay, so basically, go ahead and play for about 5 minutes, and then I'm going to make it not as much fun. Okay, so go ahead and play. Make your objects do all kinds of things, etc.
How do you get
it
to work?
Just hit play up there. Well, no, it's and we bring in middle school kids and get them playing with this lots of times. I've had my 5-year-old play with this. The problem is you have to play with them kids. You can't, if they don't read, my 5-year-old, that's why my grandson happens to be able to read, you know, so that he can do it. But you know, you have to subdue them. They can quickly figure out what they're doing.
It's pretty awesome. Can you do these at the same time? Like, you have 2 methods.
Yes, all this stuff down here. Do together, do in order, loop.
For all in order, for all together.
If you notice down at the bottom, if you drag this up, this says do together. So if you drag up the do together.
They do it all at the same time.
Yeah, if you drag up to do together, then I can put things inside, do together. And so I can have my wing flap 5 times, whatever. But I can do these things so that they will be done together. Okay, so do together, if you drag up do together and put a bunch of things inside do together, those will happen simultaneously.
Is everybody getting this okay?
If you have any questions, ask.
Where's
mine?
Is it sitting there by?
It's not called by any or any other method. It might be called by any events because clearly it didn't like something you did. So whatever you did last or whatever. You overcomplicated it, basically, and it got confused. So you can delete out a few things or something. There are a bunch of things where you have to fill in something.
And if you don't fill it in, then it gets upset.
So we're all kids at heart. How many of you have used Alice before? Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, the goal is, write a story and animate it here. That didn't work out too well.
Who was your teacher?
I forget at the time.
Vieira?
Who?
Vieira?
I think so, maybe.
Because she came and I remember her doing that. From having you come in and write, huh?
From North and Somerset?
No, so no. Then it wasn't. Oh. But then the idea probably spread.
Yeah.
So in order to do that, you had to know what characters were going to be available.
Yeah.
And I remember when people came in with doing that, they hadn't told them what characters they could use.
This is like free software, right?
Yes. Carnegie Mellon puts this out. And if you just look up Alice or Carnegie Mellon, it's put out by Carnegie Mellon.
Hello. Okay, so now I press play. Oh, well, this is like a kid.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a lot of fun. As I said, I've got my grandson playing with it. And,
there's a bunch of college classes that include it too, because it's just a fun way to learn to program.
Yeah. So it's basic.
That is after you get all the other work done, right?
Yeah,
yeah, clearly, clearly.
Yes.
It's a nice break from JavaScript, though.
Yeah, it is.
It's funny how fast everybody catches on to this.
Yeah, it's like,
boom. Horse is like in the ground.
Yeah, well.
That's unfortunate.
Ah, oh, come on, you're not doing Alice.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, you get Alice back there, right? Yeah.
It doesn't even make any logical sense. Like, the boat is like floating in the sky and then the plane spins around doing barrel rolls.
It's the only way to get this.
I really hate to ruin this, but in another about 5 minutes I'm going to ruin it.
Oh.
20 JavaScript problems now.
No, it's going to be Alice. It's going to be making Alice. Modules are good things in Alice.
Oh man, I'm gonna be making Game of Thrones all night tonight. Paul, just take the word. Game of Thrones. The medieval shit, man.
The only true Game of Thrones. When they're all penguins. That's how we envisioned it. It's all penguins.
Seminar on this at one point, and we were trusted to do something, and I decided to make a horse gallop. Do you have any idea how hard it is to make a horse gallop?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Oh, I know.
You have to control the legs such that
right.
I spent a lot of time making my horse gallop, and never looked anything but extremely awkward.
Yeah, they like spinning. This is funny. Set up
posters. You're gonna see one of my friends actually
knows this software or not. Well, it actually works in programming. I got a friend who works for it's tolerant. But like,
have you heard of this one? Really awesome language. It's called Alice.
He may well have.
Yeah.
It's been around for quite a while.
Oh.
It has been.
Looks like a
Okay, this is, it's just alice.org. If you want to download it, it's just alice.org. And this is the one that you want to download, as opposed to version 3.
Is 3 like a...
I haven't done that much with 3, but I went in and looked at it a little bit, and it seemed to do more for you as opposed to making you do it.
Mm.
And so that is not what I want, so that went away. Okay, what did I do with me? Okay, now what I want you to do is go into my site, and under examples, Alice programming, I want you to download balls bounce examples. Okay, so download balls bounce examples. Balls bounce. Okay. So download those examples. Under my site, go to examples and scroll down a little bit, and it says Alice Programming Examples. And I want you to download a zipped file called Balls Bounce Examples. Okay? So I want you to download that file.
We're not doing anything with the files inside?
Yeah, we're going to try them. We're going to run them.
Okay.
So, so you can download them to the T drive. I actually have that. You can, as I said, you can keep playing for a few minutes, but then I want you to get those downloaded.
Thank you.
Where did I put that? I thought I had saved that there. Why didn't I see that?
So wait, this one's Alice 2?
I think it's Alice 2. I thought I'd already downloaded those, but apparently I didn't. Okay, so wrap it up and get them downloaded. And what I want to do is do a file open world. And I'm going to open the first one that says Balls Bounce. Okay? Notice these have an extension of A2W. So I'm going to download, I'm going to open Balls Bounce. Okay? So I've got three balls there. That's why I said we're going to get boring now. Okay? So. So, in the three, this is, if you're having problems, Pat can help. So, notice what it says up here at the top. When the world starts, do window world, my first method. Okay? So if I click on world, I see my first method. And my first method is right here, world, my first method. Okay, a method is a module, is a subroutine, procedure, whatever you want to call it. But this starts talking about that. So what I did here is I said, okay, within world, my first method. Okay, so here's world, my first method. I wanted to have a bunch of things happen. One of the things I wanted to happen was I wanted to have the toy ball bounce. And then I wanted the tennis ball to bounce. And then I wanted the volleyball to bounce. So that if I run this, okay, it bounces. It bounces, and the last one bounces, so they each bounce. Okay? So I clicked on Toy Ball 1. And when I clicked on Toy Ball 1, because that's the first one I want to bounce, it says here, create a new method. Well, all these things that you can do with it are methods that have been created by the people that did Alice. But I want to create a new method of my own. So I can click on create new method. And I can give it a name. So I'm going to call this bounce 2 or something like that. Notice when I just typed bounce, it showed it in red. So I now have bounce 2. Okay, so now notice I had already created a method called bounce. Now I'm going to create a method called bounce 2. So I said create method and I gave it a name. Okay, now in my bounce method, if I want to edit it, I can look at it. And notice each time I click to look at, another tab comes up. So my original bounce said, move down 6 meters move up 6 meters. That's a bounce, right? I started them up high, move down 6 meters, move up 6 meters. That makes a bounce. So I can do that in bounce two now. I can go over to bounce two, and I can say I want the toy ball one to move down, and I don't have 6 meters there, so I click on other and choose six. So it now moves down 6 meters. And then I drag over the move again, and I say I want it to move up 6 meters. So I have now created ball bounce two, which will go down and go back up again. These are called methods or modules or procedures or subroutines, but I have created the method. They're calling it a method. So I've created a new method. If I want to create another one, I can click on create new method and call it bounce three, and I can make bounce three, or I can make whatever I want to make. So now these modules exist, and anytime I want to, I can close down the tabs. These exist. If I want to use it, I need to drag it over under World My First Method, because World My First Method is going to do toy ball one bounce, tennis ball bounce, volleyball bounce. Now, if I wanted to do bounce two, I can just drag bounce two over here, and it is now one of the methods that will be executed. So when I execute, I will do my first method, and it will in sequence do those four things. Okay? So if I now say play, it's doing bounce on the tennis ball, bounce on the volleyball, and now it just did bounce two. Okay, so it just went in and did bounce two. If I want to do something that has to do with the tennis ball, I click on tennis ball, and then I say create new method, and I can call this one speak. Okay, so I am now going to have the tennis ball say hello. Okay, and then I will have the tennis ball resize to twice as big. So I can put anything I want in that method. So now I go back to World My First Method, and I can drag speak over here. And if I play this, I said hello, and it got big. Okay? So what I'm doing here is creating, essentially, methods or modules. And so I've got World My First Method is going to do five different things. Okay? It's doing each of these things in order. So these are the things it's doing. It's doing toy ball one, then it's doing this, then it's doing this, and it keeps doing each of those five things. Okay, so toy ball one now has in it five methods that it is going to do. It's going to do those five things. Okay, so told you it could get boring. So that's what I'm going to do on this one. Okay, now I'm going to go in, and I want to open. Do you want to save it? No. I want to open the if one, the one that says balls bounce if. Okay. Now, we have talked in the past about the fact... Yeah, right. We have talked in the past about the fact that I can have... Basically, a program is made up of three things. Let's see. Nope, now we won't draw at all. But then, maybe we can make it actually work. Okay? So, I can have the world my first method. And I really would like that to go away. Okay, one more time. Okay, so I have three things that are happening. In World My First Method, it is first doing startup. It is then doing process. And then it is doing wrap up. So it's doing those three methods. So, startup is housekeeping, basically. It gets ready in here. Wrap up is closed down. And the processing that I want to do, what I want to do, is in processing. So, I went into the world and I made three methods. Okay, in the world. I made three methods in the world. So when I click on world up here, when I click on world, I've got those three methods. Startup, wrap up, process. Okay, so now let's look at startup. Startup moves all of the balls up in the air. Okay, so I'm getting ready to do what I want to do. So I'm moving all the balls up in the air, and that's startup. Okay? Then if I look at wrap up, I am moving all the balls back down because I'm done and I'm wrapping up. So I moved all of the balls down. Now to do this, I had to click on each of the balls individually over here. So toy ball one, I could then drag its move over. Tennis ball, I could drag its move over. Volleyball, I could drag its move over. Okay, so I go through each of those. Okay, so now back to world. If I look at process and edit that, in process I actually am doing a routine that involves an if statement. So what I decided to do was I wanted to generate a random number. And if the random number was less than one, because it's going to generate a decimal number, if it was less than one, I was going to make the toy ball bounce. If it was less than two, I was going to make the tennis ball bounce. Else, I was going to make the volleyball bounce. So basically, I've got a flowchart where I'm saying if it is less than or equal to one, then I am making the toy bounce. If it's not, is it less than or equal to two? If it is, I'm making the tennis ball bounce. And otherwise, I'm making the volleyball bounce. So I'm doing a classic if statement here. Okay? I just did a classic if statement in here. So, how did I do that? Well, first of all, I got to get a random number. So, before I do anything, I create a variable. Notice the sign over here at the side that says create a new variable. So I created a variable called which ball. Here's my variable called which ball. So I wrote the name which ball, and it suggested an initial value of one, and I said fine, and I stuck with that value. Okay, so I can create a module, a variable, and I'll call it new one. And say okay, and now I have a variable called new one. Okay? So, now I want to get a random number. So I'm going to go in and I'm going to drag, well, before I do that, I'm going to go into functions. Getting a random number is a function. And see where it says down here, random number? So I went into random number and I got a function. Okay, so now I'm going to drag new one down and I'm setting its value to 1. That's not really what I want its value to be. But lots of times when you use Alice, you kind of have to set a default value and then fill it in with what you really want. Because it wanted, when I dragged this down, it wanted me to set a value. So I just said set the value to 1. Then I am immediately going to replace that because I'm going to drag over random. So I'm dragging over random and putting it where the 1 used to be. So I'm replacing the 1 with the word random. Okay? So now I've said, new one, set the value to a random number. And notice it says more there. So I'm going to click on this more. And it says, okay, what's the minimum number? And I'm going to say... 0, because it's generating a decimal. So 0 point something something, it's going to be a decimal, anything under 1. And then it says another more, and I'm picking a maximum value. And the maximum isn't there that I want, so I go and find it by saying other, and I get a maximum value of 3. And there's other things you can do with it, but I'm not doing those right now. I've got what I want. I've got a random number that is running from 0 to 3. A decimal number from 0 to 3. So it will be 0 up to 2.99999. Okay? So then I want to put in my if statement. So I drag up from down here. Notice down at the bottom there is an if else. So I drag that if statement up. And again, I just pick true. Because I gotta pick something to make it lock in. And I just pick whatever. So I pick true. Okay. And so now I am going to say, okay, I actually want to check new one. So I'm dragging new one down on top of true. Hello? If, and I want new one to be down there. New one, yes. New one, and I want new one less than and equal to, and I want it less than and equal to 1. So I pick that. And it now says less than or equal to 1. And wait a minute while I paste this in, because I couldn't take a picture of that. Okay, so now I've got it less than or equal to 1. Well, if it's less than or equal to 1, I want to have the toy ball bounce. So I come back over here and go back to methods, click on toy ball, and I drag the toy ball bounce into there. So now I've got toy ball bounce in there. Okay. Then the else, I want to ask another if. So I'm going to take, hello, I'm going to take this if else and drag it up there to the do nothing. And again, I'm picking true. And And what I really want there is to have new one. So I drag new one down on top of the true, if I can, and drop it. And I want new one less than or equal to 2. And if that's true, I want to make the tennis ball bounce, so I click on tennis ball in the block up at the top left, and I drag tennis ball bounce to here. And then I click on volleyball, and I drag volleyball bounce over. Okay, so basically I recreated what I did. That's what I was trying to show you, is that I recreated this. Okay? So I did it a second time. I recreated it. So basically, I've asked my classic if statement here. Okay. And if I say play, it is now putting all the balls up. That's housekeeping. Tennis ball was apparently chosen both times. And now they're going down in wrap up. Okay. So I'm going to play again. And see what I get. They all went up, tennis ball, and now the toy ball got it from the second one. So from this, the tennis ball did it the first time, so it was a number between 1 and 2. And was it the volleyball that did it the next time? So it was a number greater than 2. Okay, so it has gone through and done that. And then wrap up brought them all down. So again, if I restart, there's startup or housekeeping, processing, wrap up, bringing them all back down. Okay? So, I would like you to do something similar now. I'd like you to take and get 3 objects and have the 3 objects do something. I would like you to set up a startup, a process, a wrap-up, and I'd like you to use an if statement. So basically, duplicate what I did, except do it using your own 3 objects or however many you want. But try duplicating what I just did.
Good one. That was awesome.
No, they did the part that I like to have fun at.
Alright, so basically you want to start over.
Yeah.
Start
over. Right. Start over and try creating all of these different things. Okay, so to create this, if I start out and I've got something brand new. Okay, so I start out and I say, file, new world. Do you want to save it? No. And I will go with snow and I say, open. And I add my objects. And I'm going to add a snow woman, a snowman, a snow woman, a snowman. Okay, so I'm done. So now I'm in here, and I say, okay, here's world. I want to create a new method, and I will call that new method startup. Okay, so now I've got startup, and so there's startup. And then I say, okay, create another new one. So I'm going to create another method that I'm calling process. And then I say create another one that I'm calling wrap up. So I now am going to have 3. Okay? So I decide what I want to do in startup. Maybe in startup I want to take the snow woman and have her say hello. And I want to take the snowman and have him, I want to take the snowman and have him say hello. And I want to have the other snow woman say hello, and I want to have the other snowman say hello. And then I can make wrap up, have them all say goodbye. Okay? And then I go into world process, and that's where I do the random number and the if statements. No, not anywhere near as much fun now. And no, I don't have fourth graders come in and do this. Well, it's just click on edit, and now you're in the startup. See?
Oh, all right.
It's highlighted. So you can do whatever you want to do in there. Okay? Whatever is kind of highlighted is where you are at that particular point. And remember, it executes world my first method. So all of the things like startup process and wrap-up should be in world my first method. And to get them there, what do I have to do? I've created them now. To get them there, I have to drag them over so that they will be executed. Okay? Now, right now, I don't have anything in process, and I don't think have anything in wrap-up. But I did do something in startup. So if I play this, it does startup, and each one says hello. Okay, so each one said hello. That's all I did, because I didn't have anything in process. To get something in process, I need to edit process. And to get something in wrap-up, I need to edit wrap-up.